Hello, and welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Navy veteran George Bernlohr. George is a member of Booz Allen Hamilton's Military and Veteran Affairs team. In this role, he contributes to Booz Allen's efforts to be known as the preeminent military employer, the most innovative partner, and a recognized leader and member of the military community. Prior to his current position, George developed and led the military hiring initiative at Booz Allen and served as the firm's lead recruiter for the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. In a previous role, George led the development of an online military job board, a military transition newspaper, and military-only job fairs. We are privileged to hear about George's journey, his military service, and his transition, specifics about the great programs at Booz Allen, and George's advice to transitioning service members and veterans. So, George, thank you very much for your time today. Let's start out by telling us about your service in the Navy, which I have to say is the best branch as a Navy veteran, and your transition and your journey to Booz Allen.
Absolutely. So as you pointed out, Robin, go Navy, a veteran of the Navy, just like you. I started my career in the Navy as an avionics technician. This is going to date me somewhat, but I started off on the A-70 Corsair aircraft many years ago out of Cecil Field, Florida, and then spent time with the FA-18. While on instructor duty, I was actually contemplating a move from the Navy, and I didn't want to transition from the Navy without a college degree. So I put myself through college pursuing a Bachelor of Science, Electrical Engineering, Technology. But some good things happened while I was doing that. I got promoted to Chief Petty Officer. I got re-enthused about what I was doing in the Navy. Then I applied for a commissioning program and got accepted. So I spent the first half of my career as an avionics technician up through Chief Petty Officer, and then later as an aerospace maintenance duty officer in the Navy. 20 years total time spent in the Navy. My last tour of duty in the Navy was at Naval Air Station Atlanta, and I currently still live in the Atlanta metro area. Kind of fell in love with the location. And when I was transitioning out of the Navy, I was one of the individuals that wanted to do something different. I wanted to change from aerospace. So I wanted to take the opportunity of my transition to find something new, learn, grow, and throw myself into a new career opportunity, even though the aerospace community had been very rewarding to me while I was serving in the Navy. So I started researching, networking, just learning about different career opportunities out there. I started to attend high-tech job fairs in the Atlanta metro area. And that's where the seed got planted for me to pursue a career in recruiting. One of the companies that I talked to at a job fair in Atlanta assessed that I fit the mold of what they look for in a recruiter for their organization. And after that event, I went home, started doing my homework. The more I learned about recruiting and industry, the more intrigued I became. I knew that there were companies that focused on transitioning military, so I reached out to some of those. One thing led to another, and I was able to start a career in recruiting and focusing on helping men and women transition from the military. And I loved that work. I love the impact that it had, being able to open doors for individuals making the transition, helping to coach and guide them along the way. I did that for about 10 years, and as you highlighted in my introduction, I also did some of the things while working with the organization. I helped get a military-focused job fair company off the ground, a military transition newspaper launched, and a military-focused job board. One of the resources that I wasn't able to use when I was transitioning from the Navy at the time was a resource like LinkedIn. Thank goodness that it is it's around now. But when I was in a recruiting role, as you might imagine, when I discovered the resource, I set up a profile and I predominantly used LinkedIn to find talent out there, transitioning military professionals that I could help with. But that's how I got discovered by Booz Allen Hamilton, though. My profile was out there. Booz Allen Hamilton was growing. They needed help to continue to help with the growth. So a recruiter from Booz Allen Hamilton reached out to me via LinkedIn to see if I'd be interested in a role in Atlanta with the organization. And as I did my due diligence, one thing led to another and decided to make that transition and then come on board at Booz Allen Hamilton as a client-facing recruiter. And I was fortunate enough to be placed into a role where I had some diversity in terms of the recruiting that I was doing, but a large amount of that recruiting still focused on military talent and bringing that military talent into Booz Allen Hamilton.
That's wonderful. So a couple things you mentioned, you know, with your transition, obviously a lot of veterans get out and want to use their skills, but not in the same occupation. So highlighting that and being able for companies like Booz Allen Hamilton to recognize those skills that you do have outside of your core title in the military. So that's awesome. I also didn't know there was a Naval Air Station around Atlanta. I was stationed at NAS Jacksonville, so very close to Cecil Field. So that's awesome. So I'm so excited to learn more about the Booz Allen Hamilton program. So tell us about the military talent programs and talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you might imagine, just by nature of a lot of the work that we have at Booz Allen Hamilton, there's a focus on bringing military talent on board with the company. But Booz Allen Hamilton has a long history of hiring military talent. In fact, our founder, Edwin Booz, was a veteran, and he founded the company over 100 years ago. So that veteran connection and obviously a realization that military talent can be a great resource for the company has been with Booz Allen since its beginning. There are many good reasons that we focus on military talent. Again, the nature of the roles that we do have open. But just like me, not everyone that we bring in from the military is, we're looking for them to do the exact same thing that they did in the military. There are plenty of roles where it's those transferable skills that the company looks at. Oftentimes when people take a look at the military, the leadership skills that we've developed, both on the enlisted as well as the officer side, that's something that's in big demand. But one of the attributes that I think military service members bring to an organization is their learning agility. And Robin, I'm sure you experienced this just like me. You get trained in a specific role or specific job, but think about all the different jobs in the military that you were placed into where you didn't have any experience at all, but then you were expected to become that subject matter expert, make a positive impact on that role right away. It's an environment that really fine-tunes that ability. And I think it's something unique that transitioning military brings to an organization, that learning agility piece, the ability to come in, learn something, and really be hired by the potential that you bring sometimes, not necessarily that specific experience that you have, that a company's looking for. Now, we have a variety of roles and a huge focus, at Booz Allen that's not all just DoD related. So we hire veterans and military talent into plenty of those opportunities out there, sometimes, again, just purely based on their potential. One of the things that helps us at Booz Allen with this is we do have a military recruiting team, and their focus is only on military talent. And just for everybody's benefit, when we reference military talent, we're talking about that transitioning military professional, but we're also talking about the veteran with industry experience, the men and women who continue to serve our country in the Guard and Reserve, and military spouses as well. So for us, that's the talent that kind of fits under that military talent umbrella that we focus on when trying to find just good quality people, some of the best and brightest to join the company here at Booz Allen Hamilton.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that Mr. Booz was a veteran. That's always great to know. It's always good to reference great companies like Booz Allen Hamilton that were started by veterans and tell that success story. So that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And also, nobody had ever said the term learning agility. I love that. And it is definitely, what you say is true, because every military occupation is asked to do more than just their core title. And we're learning different jobs and learning different responsibilities. So we do bring a breadth of skills. And it's one of the reasons why we created Veterans Ascend is to help veterans focus on that and understand they bring more than just what their title implies. And also to help employers cut through that noise, which obviously Booz Allen Hamilton, you've done a great job there to do that internally. Not a lot of companies can do that, unfortunately. So kudos to you guys for continuing that. So you've consistently been named a top employer for veterans and military spouses. And thank you as well for that clarification on what military talent means. By a number of organizations, GI Jobs Magazine, Military Times, U.S. Veterans Magazine. So congratulations on all of those accolades. But tell us kind of what goes into that and how Booz Allen continues to lead as a top employer. You probably mentioned a little bit about it, but I'm sure there's some criteria or there's really some internal initiatives that go on to keep you in the forefront of those accolades. So kind of talk to us about that a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do so. First off, I would say it's our long history of hiring military talent that plays into the recognitions that the company's received. And you don't get that. You don't have that long history of hiring military talent unless you have internal buy-in. In fact, You know, one of the things that I strongly recommend companies take a look at, is, especially if they're looking to launch into this or they're looking to enhance or improve their efforts around hiring military talent, is you got to make sure you have that internal buy-in first, not just with the leadership of your company, but all throughout the organization where the company sees the value and the benefits of bringing military talent on board to their organization. And once you have that, then many good things come, you know, as a result. It allows you to fit an environment where you're not just hiring military talent, but you're nurturing it, you're cultivating it. You know, people are growing their careers here. So, you know, one of the things that helps us in that effort is, of course, having a solid mentoring program that helps our people grow once we get them on board. So not just hiring military talent, but retaining it. And many of these awards and recognitions, they heavily focus on, you know, that effort that you have there, not just your hiring, but your ability to retain veterans and military talent at the organization. And then having innovative programs that, for example, help these individuals grow. Just a few examples of that would include like our Tech Excellence program here at Booz Allen Hamilton. Sometimes, again, you focus on hiring an individual's potential, not necessarily the specific skills and experience that they have, but their potential to grow into a new role. So a Tech Excellence program, for example, is one of those programs where individuals are hired and then their very first 6 weeks or more with the company is being immersed into a training program where they're learning an entirely new skill or a program. Some examples of that include efforts that we have going on in data science, cyber, information technology, and so forth. Having a support group, like many organizations do, you know, a veterans employer support group is another thing that, you know, helps with that. And at Booz Allen Hamilton, we have a veteran business resource group, and under it, we have a veteran-focused network, which is called our Armed Services Network, all throughout the company, and then a military spouse network as well that falls under that. And those are for individuals that aren't aware of those programs. That allows you to, you know, just do things beyond your 9-to-5, but it helps with programs like mentoring programs, giving back to the community, just a variety of programs to help military talent network and grow with the organization. There are other organization, other opportunities or things that you do as well, especially with those members that serve in the Guard and Reserve. Do you go beyond just meeting what the federal requirements are to support those individuals? And a lot of our company does all throughout the company. It's, you know, when an individual sometimes that's serving in the Guard and Reserve is activated, you know, we have programs in place that try to make that process as stress-free as possible. So many of our folks who do get activated and deploy, for example, you know, their team support in a variety of ways, including, you know, care packages, things like that. But again, having programs that go above and beyond what's required of you to support those individuals who serve your country in the Guard and Reserve, that's another thing that can help you in this effort. Another program is creating opportunities for individuals to grow. For example, on the military spouse side, one of our programs that we've recently launched is through Hiring Our Heroes, a corporate fellowship program where we support that, but it gives military spouses an opportunity to come and intern with your organization at no cost to the organization. And then if that internship goes well, then you can convert that individual to a full-time employee. And that might open up some doors, you know, for these individuals where they may have had a challenge, you know, getting through some of the barriers to find employment with the organization. So just innovative programs like that, several organizations out there, they'll review it, they'll see it as a best practice. And that's what would lead to, you know, some of these recognitions that you highlighted.
That's amazing. And you brought up a good point. It's, you know, a lot of companies focus on hiring veterans and saying, you know, we have a hiring veterans program or initiatives, but then they don't go any further than that. They bring them in and then it's, there's no support. There's no additional kind of retention initiatives. And so it's just wonderful to hear that Booz Allen has all of these programs that not only bring the veteran and the military spouse into the organization, but then helps them be successful long term. So that's great. And hiring for potential instead of just looking at, you know, what the core title might have been or what their core experience might have been, and looking to see what they can learn and how they could add value. So that's really commendable. And I'm super honored to be able to share this with our audience, because not enough people, in my opinion, know about these great programs that companies like Booz Allen Hamilton have out there. And I want to share that. So that's amazing. So thank you for all of that work. So kind of going to the transitioning service member or veteran, what's your best piece of advice for a transitioning service member or veteran? And if a veteran would like to work at Booz Allen Hamilton, how do they put their best foot forward?
So focusing on the first half is there's a lot of work that goes into that transition, right? I'm sure you can attest to that as well, right, Robin?
Absolutely.
And it's not a cliche, although some people may think that it's so. Finding a new career is indeed a full-time job. So as soon as you make the commitment where you know that you've decided to make that transition into a new career, then you need to start that preparation as early as possible. And if you're on active duty in the military, you know, one of the first things that you'll want to do is get set up in the transition assistance program, the TAB class. And my advice is to take it and take it again. There's a lot of information that gets pushed your way, and it's a lot of information to digest, you know, once around. And I think most organizations, most branches of the military will allow you to attend more than once. In fact, I think now they're recommending it. When you're 12 months out, you attend, and then 6 months out, do it again to help with that. And then put a plan in place, you know, that'll help you with the transition. Maybe you're an individual that wants to do something very similar to what you did in the military, so you focus on, you know, finding those opportunities. Or maybe you want to do, like me, you know, something completely different, and then you need to start that preparation, that work, that would allow you to be successful in that transition process. Sometimes it could be, you know, learning a new skill, et cetera. For example, let's say that you have no cyber experience, but you want to launch a career in cyber because based on what you've researched, that's the hot industry out there. It looks like it has some long legs and ability to grow. You can take advantage of the time that you have left trying to get competitive for a role like that. It takes a lot of work, and it is a full-time job. Go to TAP, take it again if you're able to do so. Start focusing on what it is that you want to do, and then, of course, start that preparation. Start expanding your networks. I mentioned LinkedIn earlier. If you're not on LinkedIn, you're going to be encouraged, you know, by multiple resources, you know, to do that. But think about your other networks as well. Think about the individuals that you work with who may have transitioned before you. Reach out to those folks, catch up with them, and find out what they're doing. Start networking with them. You'll find that, you know, the referral process, the networking process, et cetera, that's probably the most effective or the most common resource that individuals use to find that new career opportunity out there. So network, network, network. And in case I missed it, network. That's what you can do. Now, as far as Booz Allen Hamilton goes, you can network with us as well. As I mentioned, we have a military recruiting team, and their entire focus is to help military talent transition to Booz Allen Hamilton. They help individuals navigate that hiring process, but they provide guidance, mentoring, coaching, et cetera, for that. It's an effort that the company started up a little over 3 years ago to try to put the human element back into the hiring process at Booz Allen for our veterans. So like most organizations, your first official step is to go to our career page and apply when you're ready to find an opportunity. And it's important that when you do apply to a role, that it's not just a role that you're interested in pursuing, but you do have to make sure that you meet those basic qualifications that are listed there. If it says you have, then you got to make sure that you meet those. And then before you apply, don't just use a same blanket resume to apply to any role, but make sure it's very conspicuous. That resume highlights that you do meet those qualifications, i.e., make that job a little bit easier for that recruiter so you get that call. You know, one of the most frustrating things that I hear from candidates that are pursuing opportunities is, I go to a company's career page, I apply, but I never get any feedback, or I never get an update. Make sure first that you're applying to the right opportunity, and that resume that you're attaching, it's very conspicuous and it shows that you meet those. But if you're if the company has an organization like Booz Allen does, a military recruiting team, then make sure you're networking with that team and reaching out to them and updating them, because that's what they'll do for you. They'll reach out first off. They'll provide feedback and an update for you, but then they'll actually reach out and be an advocate for you as well, try to help push things forward and get you into the screening and the interview process. Get ready for the transition, and then at Booz Allen, when you're ready to move forward with an opportunity, you do have to go to the career page and apply, but establish that network with especially our military recruiting team and other individuals as well, you know, within the organization. You can take advantage of that referral process. Be proactive. Don't wait for that job to come to you. Search, find it, apply, and then make sure that when you do apply, you've done a good job in that aspect as well.
Absolutely. And it is important to do your research, like you said, and the network. We'll say it again, network, because it really is important to have those connections. Again, one of the reasons that we created Veterans Ascend was to help facilitate those connections. So awesome. Well, George, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you continue to do for the military community. We appreciate you sharing your story. We appreciate the great programs at Booz Allen Hamilton and their consistent drive to positively impact our veterans and military spouses, military families. Listeners, for more information on Booz Allen, please visit their website at www.boozallen.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.